Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. I want you to holler at me. Call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you're afraid to call me, I want to social network with you. And you can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, the email, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social networking, you can, if you have Facebook, you can join my Smooth Drama group. Myself or Mr. J will add you. So, once again, on Facebook, Smooth Drama Radio. Basically, if you Google Smooth Drama, wherever you find me on your social network, add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk the taste on it. Welcome to the Smooth Drama, the Who's Perception Show. I know it's Black History Month, so, of course, we're going to talk perceptions. There's the perception that's out there, and then there's what the reality is. You know, I like to deal with the reality. Some people like to deal with the perception. And the two are never the same. Case in point, before I get serious out here, you know, grown folks who think that they're smarter than you. I had a lady on social network hit on me, and then send her friend to hit on me. Like I wouldn't have known that that's what was happening. It was like the funniest thing ever. It's like, well, we can't talk anymore because you were talking to somebody else. And I'm like, okay. Grown people don't do that. That's the stuff that happens when you're in junior high school, not grown folks. Like, I wouldn't have known that was happening. But I thought it was funny because the perception is I was clueless. But it's like, I'm like 83 years old. I've seen some shit. So that kind of thing happening was kind of funny. Super Bowl champs, Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I can't say that I was invested in it, but I was happy as hell to see New England lose. It's like at this point, it's just like you just want them to lose every year. I just hate talking about them. Hate everything about them because it's New England. And, you know, it's like this year especially wasn't really feeling it. You know, of course, you had the protests, whatnot. And they actually had protesters out there who were blocking the freeways, whatnot, the railways to keep people from going to the game. And I'm like, that is cool. But I still don't understand the whole protesting thing now. It's kind of, for me, it's kind of like, you know, protesting had its day. When I say protesting, I'm talking about that where you're out there and you got your signs and all that. Nah, I ain't out here with no signs and none of that. If you want to protest, stop spending money on these kids. Don't buy no jerseys. Don't buy no hats. None of that shit. I mean, You hate what the NFL stands for, and you know they've stood for a lot that was not about us as Black people. Just don't spend money with them. Stop watching the games, and it is what it is. I find it funny that Black folks don't have no problem blocking trains, but they have a problem not spending money with the NFL. Just don't spend money. That's I'm not going to jail when I can just, like, don't give them money, because they don't care. Because you just get arrested. It doesn't matter to them so long as you're watching the game and you're spending money on it. You stop spending that money. You stop giving them dollars, like how it was. This was the least watched season that they ever had. They'll come back.
But black people, we love you. What we gotta do to make y'all watch this game, please?
You see all the bass that come out their voice. Because before, if they won't stand for the flag, we gonna kick these players out. Da 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 da. And then once they saw that black folks didn't want to watch the games no more, they're like,
We want to be socially conscious with the people. And that's when Malcolm Jenkins sold out
and did what he did, pushed out Kaepernick and all of them and made the $87 million deal. But I'm not talking Cooney right now. I'm just going to move on. I am going to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. I know. Ladies may not necessarily be sports fans, but for me, it is one of the greatest things to watch ever. I mean, this is a team with some super duper hate going on. I mean, these dudes do not like each other. LeBron done quit on the team. The team done quit on LeBron. I mean, they're a very, very talented team with no fire, nothing. It is awesome. I'm just sitting up there. This team hasn't been this bad since Delonte West was hitting LeBron's mama. So, allegedly, back the year when LeBron went to Miami, that year in the playoffs, they were up 2-0 on Boston. And LeBron just stopped playing. He just stopped pooping, and they lost 4-2. And everybody was like, what happened? And we come to find out, allegedly, Delonte West, one of his teammates at the time, was hitting his mama, had a relationship with the mama. Yeah. That's the last time that LeBron hadn't been in the finals. So this team is well on its way to doing that, and I'm just happy to watch it. Just for me, they suck. I mean, they're the most talented team to suck ever, and it's beautiful. If you don't watch basketball, just to watch a bunch of grown men crying and leaking and eat to the point where they were talking about. They put out a list of teams that LeBron would want to go and sign with, and Golden State was one of them. And, Durant and all, they were like, that's bullshit. Because basically, LeBron likes cherry picking. He wanted to pick a team. But, LeBron will come and ruin your team. As a basketball coach, on a lower level, but I'm still a basketball guy. He has to have it his way. If he doesn't play, if your team doesn't play a certain way, he'll just come and ruin your whole organization. He's one of the best players to ever play in the game, no doubt. But there's an attitude there that I just have never liked. I appreciate his talent. Talent-wise, the attitude. There's some softness there. There's some stuff there that I've never been feeling. And it's like, to watch them implode. And now, when Kyrie left, Kyrie Irving got traded and left. And it's like, to watch them suck. And, what does he do? Because his legacy says, he shouldn't leave Cleveland the second time. But he's going to leave, and people are going to hate him, and he don't like being hated. But there's nowhere for him to go because all the good teams are in the West, and he'll end up getting beat by Golden State every year. And the good teams in the East just ain't good enough, and Boston don't want him. So it's going to be funny to watch this. I'll be paying attention. I hope y'all will be too. Other thing I was paying attention to, that was kind of funny. Beyonce's daddy came out and, you know, they was asking him questions, you know, like the success of his daughter. He's like, hey, you know, my daughter's light skinned. And, you know, they play her records. He's like, the lighter the skin, the more the records get played. And he was talking about the Mariah Carey, people like that. They're light skinned. I mean, and, you know, people were like, oh, no, what are you saying? It's like, yeah. Who don't know that? That's about right. Light skin get played on the radio. I mean, one, you got to grease the pockets. But if you're light skin, people love you. If you're dark skin, they don't. I mean, hell, the Today Show just had unveiling of Nefertiti. White. Now, Nefertiti is the black queen of what y'all call Egypt, which was Kemet back in the day. She wasn't white, but if you saw it on the Today Show, it was like she was whiter than white. I mean, it was like crazy white. And that's what we talk about, whose perception. I mean, history shows, and this is the thing, I mean, no matter, the majority of the people who were important in the Bible and historic, I mean, they're black. I mean, Jesus is black, but there's not a lot of black pictures of Jesus anywhere except for in the Vatican, where they have the picture of the black Madonna and the child in the vaults of the Vatican. It ain't on display, but they have the picture of the black Madonna, you know, look like me, this skin color, right? This dark skin, look like me, the black Madonna and child. There's a picture that's in the vault of the Vatican. Hey. those are facts. You know, you start talking about dark-skinned people. I remember when the History Channel did a thing on Hannibal and had him as a black man. You know, white people were up in arms like, he wasn't black. He was white. He was a beautiful Titian. He couldn't have been black. Those people weren't black. There's no way they were black. When, you know, where he was from is in Africa, what you call Africa. Yeah, Carthage is where Libya is. And they were dark-skinned. See, because what they do is they base it on the people that are there now as opposed to the people who were there then. For example, like we look at the Caribbean islands. The Caribbean islands is filled with black people. But before black people got there, it was Taino Indians. They did not look like me. They were not dark skinned. They were Native Americans, light skinned people. They looked like Mexicans, Puerto Ricans, light skinned. They were not black. But you would look now and say, oh, Caribbean islands, and it was just the automatic assumption that it's black folks. No, it's black folks because those are old slavery ports. But see, that's perception versus reality. You know, you make the assumption that the people that are there now are the people that were there then, and it's like, no. No. I mean, because if we go back to the beginning of what you call America. Shit. Native Americans. And a lot of Native Americans look like us. Because we had been here and had mixed in. I mean, Native Americans, Redskins, whichever one you want to call it, Redskins, Brownskins, they were not white. But, you know, you would think America would be like a white country, but it was not. Perception versus reality. And so Beyonce's pop said, yeah, she got played more because she's light-skinned, because we know it's an American tradition. Unlike the masters, as they would say, light-skinned is in. The only time light-skinned wasn't in was when Wesley Snipes snapped old boy in New Jack City, stabbed him and said, pretty mother, I never liked you anyway. That's the only time light-skinned wasn't in. And it was a movie. It wasn't real. And on that note, probably going to need to take a break. This is Black Star Definition, if you into that kind of thing.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of mercy, all night and day central. Follow me now.
From the first to the last of it, delivering your passion. It's a whole and not the half of it. Forecasting that's the map of it. Protect, I let them last away. Accurate and fast as shit. Me and Polly close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master. This shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather with. Connecting like a warehouse from the townhouse to the tenement. So don't offer play residents. Don't let heavy regiments. Don't believe here the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? Try to take it all. Can't believe that. From where they send the tree at to where the police react. Silent policy, equality, just tell them what we be at. Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust because it's get a fabulous life. Look pretty, what a pity. Plus, it's still 50 cents. It's intense. Street sense is diamond, they can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is Polly from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats are featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body. You must know karate and think your soul is full of poop like Sade. I'm acting like a bitch already, be a visionary. And maybe you can see your name in the column of obituary. Third grade teacher reading and talking about a new even out of nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet one. Who'd have thought they was fronting? Talk about like you and RCA, get caught in the way with body parts and trays. Wasn't the way to start your day, yo, it's like
1, 2, 3, Rose, 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 Rose,
Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose,
Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose,
Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose,
Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose,
Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose, Rose Black Star definition. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Woo! All right. So, last week, I was a little disheartened. I mean, I had some words, you know, when I was talking about the sisters, whatnot, like, you know, and want to embrace the sisters in, you know, a dialogue. So I got a sign. So, you know, I'm a basketball coach. And so we had an incident, and I talked about the incident. And then last week, and we had a game against this same team in their gym. And some of the people that, you know, were part of the incident last week were at the game. So, after the game, sister, one of the people involved in the instigation that disrupted our game last week, comes up to me. Good game, coach. I want to she reached her hand out. I reached her hand. You know, I was shaking her hand. I was holding her hand. She was holding mine. And she was like, I want to apologize for my actions. My grandmother and my mother did not raise me to be that way and have those actions. And I told her, I said, hey, you know, I understand. I accept your apology. I know these things happen, the referees, whatnot, and people can get inflamed and lose themselves sometimes and lose their composure. But it's all good. I accept your apology and thank you. And so at that point, it was one of those great feelings that you have. See, because there's a narrative out there, and that's why I say this is the Who's Perception Show. There's a narrative out there that we as people, and, you know, when we talk about Black History Month, you know, we folks be celebrating the first Black dude to lick a lollipop, you know, just. it's not now. I'm against Black acknowledgements, whatnot. But it's like we should be more focused on not celebrating some stuff that happened, but how can we become close to one another and be able to express ourselves to one another in a positive way. I mean, because, you know, I think there's a lot of stuff out there that Black men, Black women in particular, can't get along. We can't talk. You know, there's a hostile Black woman. And then there's the over-fertilized Black man who doesn't take care of his kids. I mean, it's, you know, all the negativity is out there. And yes, of course, there's some of those negative stereotypes are true. But at the same time, they don't represent the majority. And see, I bring this example up because it was a beautiful exchange. And I felt beautiful. You know, it was a tender moment. It was a touching moment. It's one of them moments that you feel. I mean, we won the game, so that was good. But I mean, the moment, there was an appreciation. There was a respect, and there was a connection there, and not a no connection like, hey, let's hook up. But a connection like on a real level that, hey, you know, we can still talk. And it's just like one of those things where you see the hope in that, yeah, it's not that bad. It's bad, but it's not that bad where it's irredeemable. And I think that was the point that I wanted to make. and it was quite clear to me at that moment. You know, I was all touchy feeling. I mean, I did, you know, there was a compliment because she actually wanted me to train her son in basketball, which I'm like, hey, I'm living life too much to have time to do extras. Like, once I'm done with this coaching thing during the season, I'm out because I'm making comic books that y'all should be buying. Because, you know, you be talking about that black-owned business. I have a black-owned company. Not that I'm trying to toot my horn, but I am tooting my horn. We make hella good comics. National Press Comics, NPCComics.com. Where y'all at? Y'all not buying our digital comics? What? Talking about, I mean, because a lot of people are going to watch, they're going to go watch Black Panther. And I'm going to go watch Black, I love Black Panther. I love Black Panther. I got hundreds of Black Panther issues. I've got a lot of Black comic books, a lot of them created by white men. And that's not a disrespect to the character. I mean, when Stan Lee created the character, it was love. He created Black Panther, the old homage to black people, the Black Panthers. And, I mean, Stan Lee created a character from Africa whose country had never been conquered by anyone. I mean, he was throwing love. I mean, so there's no disparaging that. At the same time, when we go and we make next week Black Panther number one movie ever, I mean, it'll look good, but Disney makes all the money. And I think it's one of those things that's lost in translation, because Disney makes all the money. And I'm not talking about myself as an entrepreneur, someone who has a comic book company. We have several titles. There are a number of us independents out there making great books, telling great stories. And, you know, we talk about, I mean, there's a lip service. We talk about black on black love. Black History Month. I mean, me and my comic book making compatriots, we make Black History every day. We put out these stories that we love. We add to the grill. We add to the culture. Our oral traditions. We put them down, and we our artistic interpretations. Our comedic manifestations become alive. And we don't necessarily do it for you. We do it because we love the medium. We love and we understand our culture, and we put out great stories. And I say this because this is the important part that people need to understand when we talk about legacy, and everybody talking about the beauty of Black Panther. Support Black Panther. Love Black Panther. You know, I mean, it looks like it's a great movie. It's a great character, a great black character in Africa. But support black creators. Not because they're black. You know, I mean, because me being black and making a whack story, nah, don't support me for that. But if I make a great story, I make a very good story. You should support that. Because that's what everybody else does. And this is why I see all the different stories out here, and the people talking about tweeting, oh, why Black Panther was so important to me. And I reiterate once again, Disney owns Black Panther, Marvel Comics. So when it becomes number one, that's not money that goes into your community. And see, it's important. Myself and other Black creators, we live in our neighborhoods. You know, I see the same brothers and sisters grinding all across the country, from New York, California, and every place in between. Everywhere I go, I see people looking like me with great stuff. And we support one another. And the irony of it all is a lot of times we'll have people who come to the convention, and there's some Black folks out there. You know, we were at Indiana Black Expo, and everybody had our books. I mean, it was one of those revealing. They had never seen Black comics. It was like crazy. We walked out, and everybody is reading our books on the ground. It's like, you know, we're out there like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But it's like it's not the universal love that it should be. I mean, because you'll support the blackface that, I mean, because for every Black Panther, there's the Signal. He's Batman in the daytime. You know, you'll have these Marvel Comics, DC Comics. They'll what I call it blackface. They'll make a character that was traditionally white, black, just to make sure that you will spend money with them. It's blackface to me. Green Lantern being a black dude. You know, Kid Flash being a black dude. I mean, the appropriation, it's all blackface to me. And so I say, instead of supporting blackface, where they'll make a white character black, and then you'll have the fans complaining and just to pull black folks in. I'm saying, it's the age of the internet. You should be able to find whatever you're looking for. I mean, if you're worrying about black representation, it's there. Support it. Find it. That's my take. I mean, because I saw when people were talking about Ram trucks, the Super Bowl commercial, they're using MLK's words to sell Ram trucks. Like, well, yeah. And then the misappropriation of MLK's legacy and his words. Yeah. When did that not happen? I mean, am I tripping? When did that not happen? I mean, using black people's music, or using black people to sell something, is what has always happened. I'm saying Black History Month, and going forward. I mean, because I'm cool with Black History Month, but I don't believe in Black History Month. I'm black every day. And February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, November, December, January, February again, I'm still the same black dude. I still make black history every day with whatever I do. And you do too. So, you know, I mean, yes, be cool with the month, celebrate it, embrace it, enjoy it, love it. But at the same time, make that part of your life every day. I would think. And buy black-owned comics. Mine especially. We do hella good comics. I'm just telling you. We do great shit. You should buy some. Because I like to eat. And if you buy more comics, I get to eat more. Not too much, though, because I don't want to get fat. I don't want, like, you know, I'm like, man, pregnant, and it's bad. I'm just saying. See, I'm eating just enough. I get just enough to be okay. Right? I get just enough to be okay. I don't want to be Big Punny Diet. I don't want to be Fat Joe. I just, you know, I'd like to be able to be able to help more. See, because what we do, and I think I speak for all the creators out there, we go out there and talk to the people and the youth. They see us. We talk to them. We encourage them. I mean, because if you're one of the people who have followed me, you know, on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, when you see us with the kids, it ain't just if we've taken a picture with them, we have beat them kids down with hope. Hope for the future. We have talked to that kid. When you going to come out with your story? We can't wait to see it. We can't wait to support you. We have shot that kid with so much hope. The kid is like, I got to get away from y'all. Y'all too damn positive. We done shot them so full of positivity. They may not, their heads might be so big, they may not even be able to fit in their parents' cars no more. That's what we all do. We encourage the youth because, I mean, we want them reading, and we want them, you know, predetermining their own destiny and supporting themselves. That's how we do most of the time. And then most of the time, you know, we're just trying to get their money. I don't know. I'm playing, but I'm not. You know, because I actually saw something else that kind of bothered me. About Black Panther, they were talking about it, the most radical Hollywood blockbuster ever. It's not radical. I mean, it's like radical because it's Black Panther in Africa, a country and been conquered by white people. God, that's horrifying. It's not. It's comic book. But I mean, I'm reading this article and they were just shooting it down, just everything about it. They were shooting it down. But, you know, oh, it's revolutionary. It's not revolutionary. It's just slightly different. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. I mean, it looks picturesque. It looks awesome. But I always temper my excitement about these things because I always figure, one, Disney, Marvel. Two, you kind of have to devalue the comedic connection somehow, some way. Because, I mean, it'll be a great movie, but I'm just a skeptic conspiracy theorist that when I say colonial powers, imperialism always wants to find a way to justify who they are and what they are. It might seep into the movie. I don't know. But I look at things differently. So, I'm one of those people that if everybody believes it, if millions of people believe it, I don't believe it. Because I think most of the stuff that are lies, lies propaganda. And I can't believe in propaganda. So we'll see what happens, what goes on with it. I'll be curious. I'm slightly curious to see how it happens. Because I know it's going to happen. I'm going to say something about it and people are going to be like, ah, you nitpicking. I'm like, not really. But I'm a skeptic like that. I think it's going to be a great movie. We'll see. I'm holding out breath. I'm not going to say, oh, it's the most blackest thing ever. Because, you know, you've heard people say, oh, February, this is going to be the most blackest February ever. It's like, I mean, I don't know. I mean, Every day is black for me. I'm black every day. So can it get any blacker? Maybe if I'm hanging around a bunch of black people and, you know, black women are kissing on me. It's a very, very black day, meaning it's a good day. Some people say a black day is a bad day. No, if y'all want to kiss, show me some of that black love, I will not complain. I take it. Anyway, I need to go on break because I need to go on break. This is Common B. Nefertiti being white, which is hilarious, right? Nefertiti being white. I don't know. But that wasn't my Groundhog Day. Groundhog Day is something we haven't talked about in a while. But before I get into that, I think I should let this be said.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
Oh, what's the shit that happened again? Flint, Michigan. First, it's 2018. The Flint, Michigan thing's been going on for 4 years now. And remember I said last year, they voted to fix the pipes 2020, so they 2 more years left. Right? It's not funny. But it's funny when you think about folks been suffering forever. They're like, well, 2020, we're going to be able to make it happen. So you're in Flint, Michigan. Hey, you can get that free bottle of water and whatever. I don't know how that the bottle of water bath go. There's a lot of bottle of water. I like showering and doing my thing, so whatever. So what happens is it's not the lead no more. You know, before it was lead and you're getting the lead poisoning, which is messed up. Scientists say the low chlorine levels in Flint's water system during the city water crisis in 2004-2015 led to bacterium Legionella pneumophila to proliferate, causing a deadly outbreak of Legionnaire's disease. Apparently, this Legionnaire's disease that killed 12 people and sickened at least 87 in Flint, Michigan, was caused by the low chlorine levels in the municipal water system. Scientists have confirmed. Not that we believe in science, because, you know, that science stuff, that, I don't know, it's not biblical, so folks is like, nah, that ain't real. That's not real. It's not. Anyway, it's the most detailed evidence yet linking the bacterial disease to the city's broader water crisis. So, not only can you get lead poisoning, Groundhog Day, because it's poor black people in Michigan for the most part. I mean, it's so terrible. Lead poisoning. And now Legionnaire's disease, where you get a lethal pneumonia outbreak that's killed 12 people and sickened at least another 87 so far. And that's the ones that they document. Because when we start talking about homeless folks and people who just don't go to the doctor for whatever reason, don't have health insurance or just afraid of the doctors. Like, you know, there are some people I'm just not going to go. You know, you probably add another 100, 150, 200 to that ledger. Groundhog Day. Screwing over poor people. Flint, Michigan. The water. 2004. We're in 2018. So, 4 years later, still no solution in sight. Still folks getting sick and dying over the water. I can't even wash my ass. You know, you get out there, you playing a little ball, you get a little stinky up in there. You can't even wash it. You got to, you know, you get that water in your crack. You're getting soaked in the crack. And you put Legionnaire disease in your crack. I can't even have clean balls in Flint, Michigan. You can't have clean balls in Flint, Michigan. Because water will kill you. So I try to wash my balls, you know, and got a little sweaty. I try to wash them, I'm going to die. I don't wash them, I'm going to die. Because, you know, that's how that whole plague thing started back in the day. Roman Catholic Church outlawed bathing to get rid of the bathhouse thing that was going on. But if you're bathing in Flint, you can die. If you're drinking the water in Flint, you already knew you could die. You can't bathe. I mean, because it was like you worry about lead poisoning. Now you have to worry about pneumonia, lethal pneumonia, Legionnaire's disease. Shout out to all officials in Flint, Michigan, that are still allowing people to die. Shout out to y'all. That right there, that's American ingenuity at its finest, right? You know, we always talk about the American ingenuity. Yeah. We found a way to slowly poison poor people. Because as we know, there's a lot of, it's not propaganda, it's what people believe, that they said they're useless eaters. So let's just get rid of them, which is what's happening. You know, you talking about perception versus reality. They're letting poor people die, get sick, die. It's something that's been happening in America, the greatest country on earth since 2014. And you know, you've heard rumors. I mean, I'm here in Oakland, and I remember. We got a memo talking about the water in Alameda at one point in time. It was somewhat tainted, and they were checking the pipes in the Oakland school system. So it's knocking on your door. Now, you gonna answer the door? I don't know. Doesn't matter whether you answer the door or not. Lead poison and hell. What is it called? Legionella pneumophila. They are all right here, waiting to holler, waiting for that chance to say hello. Can we kill you? But on the brighter note, Well, it's not brighter note. I have no brighter notes. There was a report. Ex-Baltimore cop in Maryland who said, and I quote, Maurice Ward, he was a former detective with Baltimore's Police Department Gun Trace Task Force, made a claim saying that he testified that fellow officers kept BB guns in their vehicles in case we accidentally hit somebody or got into a shootout so we could plant them. Let's listen to that one more time. Ward testified that fellow officers kept BB guns in their vehicles in case we accidentally hit somebody or got into a shootout so we could plant them. Now, Ward did not say whether a BB gun or a replica handgun had ever been planted. But when Detective Marcus Taylor, one of the defendants, was arrested in 2016. Police found a replica gun inside the glove compartment of his vehicle, the Baltimore Sun reported. Now, would you be shocked by that? Nah, I don't think people are shocked by that. But let's look at the intent there for a second. We carry replica guns just in case we hit somebody, we get into a shootout, and we can plant the guns so that we would look like we were being fired on. Because you only carry replica guns if you plan on shooting unarmed people. Because armed people, you don't need to plant a gun on, right? Because they're armed. They're shooting back at you. You have the express intention, the ex- express intention to shoot unarmed people when you carry replica guns, just in case. I mean, think about that for a second. That's some dirty stuff, right? I mean, that's really, really dirty. And we're talking about the intent. The intent to distribute, right? But it ain't drugs that they're distributing. They're distributing a lie. Perpetrated at your door, yours and mine. So now you start looking at every time you've heard of a young man being shot and having a toy gun on them and say, was that something that was set up? Was that set there? Shooting unarmed non-lethal combatants, young men. He had the water gun. Was it? You don't know, because this is what we're talking about here. It's not a shock. I can't say I'm disappointed, because it's Groundhog Day stuff. You kind of expect it, right? Because they're celebrated as heroes, but the perception is that they're heroes, but our perception is that they're villains. They're super villains. I mean, the people historically that's out there, they're supervillains to me. George Washington and all those people that were part of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, those are supervillains to me. That's a cabal of villains, because there was no positive intention towards me and mine. My ancestors weren't thought of as important. They weren't documented as a whole person. Supervillains do that type of thing in my comic book world. Last time I checked. I mean, but when we talk about superheroes, one who's not even celebrated, once again, we just finished the Super Bowl, right? Colin Kaepernick completes his $1 million pledge for underserved communities. Now, the announcement came right after Donald Trump took his dig at the protesters. Colin Kaepernick, a hero who Jason Whitlock said, nah, he's selling out. How can a coon call somebody a sellout? It's like an oxymoron, right? A coon calling somebody a sellout. Anyway, promoting his brand by giving money to poor people. That's promoting your brand right there, because, you know, you're out there, I'm going to ruin my career so I can get rich. No, that's not how that goes, right? But, see, this is what superheroes look like who represent us. Because he puts himself out there, and he's not about the money, because if he was, he'd still be playing. He is about helping his people. These other folks, they not supervillains. Perception? Whose perception? Yours and mine, or theirs? You decide. On that note, I am Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. And, you know, I'm out. I want freedom, though. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer.